Well, welcome back to HealthLink On Air, produced each week by SUNY Upstate Medical University, making the academic difference in healthcare in the Central New York community. And this is your host, Tricia Torrey, every patient's advocate. Well, it's been a long while since the guest with me in the studio this morning has joined us. Shelley Clark, BSRN, is the coordinator of the University Hospital Stroke Center, the first designated stroke center in Central New York. Good morning, Shelley.
Good morning, Trish.
Welcome back.
Thank you very much.
You've had
a
tough couple of years, but I am so glad you're back with us this morning. We have a lot to talk about with stroke. When you were here to do a headline a couple of weeks ago, we realized it had been a while, so we're glad you could join us.
Oh, I'm a pleasure to be here.
So I want to talk for a minute about designated stroke center. What does that mean? It's the state that designates it, right?
Yes, they have 31 standards they've put together. What we noticed in stroke care was that it was very fragmented. Now with these 31 standards, it allows us to organize our care so that when a stroke patient presents in our emergency department, we're able to rapidly assess, triage, and get them that acute care therapy that's now available.
What kind of standards would those be, the 31?
Well, there's many different things. They really focus on accreditation of the personnel, and they also look at education, both for staff, community education, EMS. So we're really looking at the community and making sure that we're involving everybody. And then in addition to that, we're putting an acute stroke team in place. We have written protocols. We make sure, for example, that our lab services and our rehab services and all the services that go into treating that stroke patient are all well coordinated.
Ah, okay, that makes sense, because what it does is creates a standard, a level of competency, so that people can be assured that if they arrive in the emergency department, they're going to get the care they need.
Absolutely.
But now, this is a big picture, because I know that SUNY Upstate and University Hospital really covers a lot of territory. How do you do that? I mean, you're going, what, north to Watertown? South to Binghamton? How do you do all that?
Well, one of the things that we've recently started is a telemedicine program to help reach out to some of the rural facilities.
Telemedicine meaning?
Telemedicine meaning that the what we call spoke, which are actually rural hospitals, may not have the 24/7 neurology specialty coverage that we have. So by placing a camera in their emergency department and using a web-based system, we are able to hook up our, as we call, hub stroke neurologist with the spoke ED physician, and they're able to have a consult, but take it one step further. They're able to actually evaluate the patient and make recommendations for care. So it's our way of extending the specialty of our stroke neurologists out to these rural hospitals.
Very interesting. Now, let me ask you this, though. I know that one of the things we talk about is getting somebody to the hospital as quickly as they can. And if I remember correctly, being a designated stroke center means that if somebody is within, what, 2 hours of having symptoms, they're supposed to come to University Hospital. Okay, so how does that tie in then with the rural hospitals?
Exactly. And you're exactly right. EMS has a directive by their Department
EMS
of Health.
EMS meaning?
Ambulance corps, okay. Anybody who, the paramedics that transport patients into our facility. They have a DOH directive, Department of Health directive, that states that if the onset of symptoms to arrival at a stroke center can be accomplished within a two-hour period, they are to bypass a closer facility and come directly to a stroke center.
Okay, so if somebody in Watertown starts having symptoms, calls the emergency medics immediately, then they end up in Syracuse?
They could very well, but we have to look at, geographically, we've got some real issues with weather in the winter.
Well, this is true.
So can they make it to us in the winter? Mm-hmm. So by us extending ourselves out to these rural hospitals and having them evaluated, then perhaps after we do the initial treatment, then we can transfer them to the hub facility and get the level of care they need.
Very good, very good. It's very interesting. We have talked about rural medicine before. We've had a couple of guests that have talked about rural medicine, and I continue to be impressed with the outreach that SUNY Upstate and University Hospital do, and it's great. I think that it's very, very helpful for these folks that are in the rural areas. All right, I know that since you started the designated stroke center, you were doing that because the numbers of people having strokes in Central New York were very high. They were high as compared to the rest of the state, weren't they?
Yes, we were actually the second highest mortality rate for this region compared with the other regions in New York State.
And the stroke center opened in
2006.
Right. And then do you have new statistics? Do you have anything that talks about how much improvement there has been?
Unfortunately, no. The statistics that we receive are from the Department of Health, and our most recent statistics don't reflect our period since we have become designated. Unfortunately, there's a little bit of a lag in the statistics, and so we are not able to see regionally how we've made an impact. But we can look at the local statistics that we collect as part of a designated stroke center and believe that, yes, we are making an impact.
Well, that's good to know. And I just want to make sure that I'm clear. It's not that the statistics show that the impact isn't there. It's that you don't have the statistics.
Absolutely. Okay. We just don't have them yet.
Those are two different things.
Exactly.
All right. You know, one of the most important parts of this conversation is certainly to talk about how to recognize stroke. If I'm having a stroke and I'm by myself, that's one thing. If I'm having a stroke and somebody's with me, that's something else. If somebody I'm with is having a stroke, and there are symptoms that I should be able to understand, there are symptoms that I should be able to understand if I'm observing somebody, right?
Absolutely.
And I know that, listeners might even recognize your voice from when you were on TV so often a couple of years ago. And that was all good information. That was fast. And let's talk about FAST, F-A-S-T. Let's talk about what that means. And listeners, I hope you're paying very close attention. This is one of the most important things Shelley will tell us.
This is my take-home message. Trish is absolutely right. FAST, real easy way to remember how to recognize about 75% of strokes will present with one of these symptoms. So this should give you the encouragement that you can recognize it in somebody. F stands for face. So you ask somebody to smile and you see if one part of their face just does not cooperate. Droops down a little bit. A stands for arms. You ask them to raise their arms, and perhaps they can't raise an arm, or they can raise one, but they can't hold it up. S stands for speech. You ask them to repeat a simple sentence, and what you're looking for is A, do they understand what you're saying? And B, if they understand it, can they formulate the words and repeat it back to you? And then the last piece, which is probably most important, is T for time. It is time to call 911. If any symptom, you don't need all three, if any symptom is present, call 911 and get to a hospital fast.
Right, because the key here is not, oh my gosh, I wonder whether he or she is having a stroke. It's maybe he or she is having a stroke. It's not a question of you need to be sure. It's a question of if there is any question, get them there.
That's correct. It takes specialists to do what we call a differential diagnosis, figure out if in fact it is a stroke or if it's what we call a stroke mimic. But it's not up to us. It's to recognize those symptoms and then get to the hospital so that the specialist can make that determination.
Right, because even if it's a stroke mimic, I would assume it's something that needs attention anyway, isn't it?
Right.
So
right.
You need attention regardless. Get there.
Get there.
You know, it's recently, too, I heard something about Give Me Five from the Stroke Association, and is that just FAST on steroids? What exactly is Give Me Five?
Give Me Five is a new campaign, and what they're trying to do is help the public recognize that there are more than just those three symptoms for stroke. They tend to be more of the personal symptoms that I may feel or I may have or recognize in myself if I'm having a stroke. Mm-hmm. A little bit harder to recognize in somebody else, because two that they add on are C. In other words, is your vision affected? Mm-hmm. So are you starting to have some double vision or blurred vision? And the other one is feel. Is this the worst headache of your life? We know, for example, that a certain type of stroke called a hemorrhagic stroke is often accompanied by a headache that comes on quite suddenly. And so we want to make sure that people recognize that, and that may not be part of FAST. So we kind of call it FAST Plus.
FAST Plus. I like that. That makes it a little easier to understand, and certainly they go together. They're hand in hand. They aren't one instead of the other, are they?
That's correct. Again, only one symptom needs to be present.
What have you been doing now at the designated stroke center that's going to help me if I have a stroke? Are there new personnel there? Is there new technology there? What are some of the kinds of things that are going on in the stroke center?
We have brought on board several new physicians who have specialties that extend beyond just being neurologists. They are stroke specialists, so they are board certified vascular neurologists, as well as neurocritical care. What do I mean by neurocritical care? Neurocritical care physicians are physicians who recognize that a patient who's very critically ill with a stroke or with any type of neuroscience illness, the brain, will need special management. And so they are able to provide that management.
And, you know, that I think that's important because some people, if they get to the hospital quickly enough, they can recover from stroke, can't they? But others just need to manage it for the rest of their lives.
And that's very true. The other important thing that we have at University Hospital is the on-site rehab. And so we have an evaluation for rehabilitation services. As much as we promote the acute care that we do for stroke, 30 to 50% of people who have a stroke will still have some sort of functional disability. So rehab services are so very important. And by that, we're looking at things like physical therapy, speech therapy, occupational therapy to help people integrate back into their real lives again.
Very good. Well, Shelley Clark, you've given us a great update on the first designated stroke center in Central New York and two on stroke itself. I hope our listeners have taken it to heart and they'll respond appropriately. Thanks so much for stopping by this morning.
Thank you.
And listeners, we do need to take a break. We'll be back in just a few moments. Please stay with us. This is SUNY Upstate's HealthLink on Air on 570 WSYR.